Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The plastic card is still thriving, but the security and convenience of mobile is certainly making it a major player in terms of an ID credential. Here we are in the year 2017, issuing more ID cards than ever before. But many are asking if we are on the verge of a massive mobile ID migration. HID Global, a secure ID solutions provider, has been hearing similar questions from clients. Today we're speaking with two of the company's leaders who say the card and mobile can work together to complement each other's strengths. We begin with Steve Warren from the company's Government ID Solutions Unit. He sees mobile ultimately replacing the card, even for applications as secure as government-issued credentials. But for the near term, he stresses coexistence.
It may be that when we talk about mobile, it may not be quite the same as we think about now. You know, we think about a smartphone or even a wearable. It could be something completely different. But I think ultimately the mobile scenario will replace the physical document or the physical credential. But I think that's going to be a long time coming. There are so many issues around standardization, around security, around evaluation, that will take many years, in my opinion, depending on which sort of document you're talking about, but particularly for things like national ID and passport, it's going to take a good while, I believe.
HID Global's GoID mobile ID platform securely puts a government-issued identification credential onto a smartphone or other mobile device. Dominic Tavasoli from the company's Secure Issuance Solutions Division says there are lots of scenarios where you can see physical and mobile as being complementary.
For instance, one easy example is just the multiple levels of authentication that it could bring, where you could show a physical card that you own, but also have the mobile app that can provide some sort of biometric verification, or one can be a backup for another. You can also completely see having one give you a level of online authentication that would complement your physical card. There are lots of different solutions for the future.
I could add a nice example there, Dominic. If you think about a police officer who wants to use a mobile device to check either a physical or a mobile credential, then what happens if that officer loses that device? It gives that ability to anyone who picks it up. So I can see the case where an officer may be using his badge or his warrant card to access securely into a mobile device so that he can read those credentials, whether they be physical or mobile. And without having the badge or the warrant card, he can't operate that mobile device. So if he loses it chasing a felon, it doesn't matter so much because it's rendered useless without having another secure credential.
I think that's a great point. And actually, you can look at the sort of a reverse situation where a lot of the physical IDs we produce have the risk of getting obsolete, or you know, make sure you revoked that physical ID, and you could be showing your physical ID, but also the officer could ask to validate the mobile ID to see, well, you know, you were a kid on the physical ID, and you know, is this still you, because it doesn't look like you anymore, or just make sure it hasn't been revoked.
HID Global has long been thought of as a physical access control company. In fact, everything learned from the physical access experience has led the company to this new credential issuance on mobile devices.
I think today, you know, HID Global is all about securing people, places, and things. The places you might naturally think of as physical access, door opening systems in particular. But a lot of the technologies, in particular technologies like SIOS, can be really fundamental to things like government IDs.
Yeah, and I think one of the driving factors has been individual user experience. We started absolutely with access control, but then people wanted to start to use their physical access control badge to do other things, maybe to get into their computer, maybe to use a vending machine in a canteen, or to take a library book out if it's a university campus, for example. So we quickly sort of realized that identity wasn't just about getting in and out of things. It was about being able to use the same technology to perform multiple tasks. And as Dominic said, we sort of developed SEOS to take on that challenge. And we realized quite quickly that SEOS would also need to be used in a mobile form. So I think that's how HID have developed, and the number of business units now which exist outside of the physical access control only. I think we have something like 7 business units which are not access control.
Yeah, and we're definitely seeing lots of convergence there because of just our focus on the user experience, where you, let's say you're looking at higher education, where that access card might also be your ID, might also be your banking card, or might be your transportation card. So there's a convergence of needs because it's convenient for the user.
HID Global's SEOS credential technology offers a one-credential solution for physical and logical access control applications. Warren describes it as a secure technology which enables communication between multiple devices across multiple networks, creating an ecosystem of trust between devices and credentials. The company's GoID is different from what we commonly think of as a derived credential, in that it can be issued from a central database, so it wouldn't always need to have that existing identity in place.
However, it could be a derived credential. So it very much depends on the sort of workflow of registration and how the particular authority wants to manage their identity credentials. So fundamentally, it can be yes and no. It is a derived credential.
Thanks to Steve Warren and Dominic Tavassoli of HID Global. To hear more, check out our webinar on government-issued credentials, exploring the security benefits of physical and mobile ID coexistence. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.